This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
And here's this week's guest host, Sue Pace.
Hi, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today I want to cover some of the basics about the common cold, which I call the uncommonly uncomfortable cold crud. I hate catching a cold. I think it's one of the most miserable illnesses you can get. And when I'm miserable, I get very cranky, and I get real irritated thinking about who gave this to me. So a common cold is a viral infection in the nose and may also involve the sinuses, ears, and bronchial tubes in the lungs. I want to describe the symptoms of the common cold as opposed to symptoms of influenza. The symptoms of a common cold are sneezing, runny nose, nasal obstruction, sore throat, cough, hoarseness, headache, feeling feverish or chilled, and not feeling well in general. Now, colds last an average of 1 week. Mild colds may last only 2 or 3 days, while severe colds may last for up to 2 weeks. A cold is generally a milder illness than influenza. Influenza typically causes a high fever, muscle pain, a more severe cough, and may lead to severe complications. And did you know that there are over 100 different cold viruses? So let me explain a little bit about how colds are spread. Cold viruses grow mainly in the nose, where they multiply in the nasal cells, and they're present in large quantities in the nasal fluid of people who have a cold. The highest concentration of cold virus in the nasal secretions occurs during the first 3 days of a cold. That's when the infected person is most contagious. However, they're still contagious and spreading viruses whenever they cough, sneeze, and blow their nose during the illness. Nasal secretions containing cold viruses contaminate the hands of people with a cold and may contaminate objects and surfaces in the environment. Also, cold viruses readily transfer to the hands as a result of touching contaminated objects. For example, a person with a cold touches the doorknob, and then you touch it next. The virus on the fingers is then transferred into you by touching either your nose or your eye. The virus is deposited in your eye, promptly goes right down the tear duct into the nose. And once in the nose, the virus starts on its way to giving you the common cold. And in some instances, cold viruses can be picked up by persons coughing and sneezing in the air, and the viruses actually can land in your nose or eye and cause a cold.
My name is Gary Frank. I live at 403 Metzger Street in Half Moon Bay. Have lived there for a number of years. Used to go to a Dr. Yaffei who was there in the same office. And then I had some issues, and I went, and Yaffei was no longer there, but Shepherd had moved in. Oh, you have to go to Dr. Shepherd's place. You know, even if you don't have any issues, you just go, you know, and enjoy a cup of coffee at with Shepherd and his office staff. It's wonderful and terrific, humorous, and it shows you know, throughout the office, everybody, you know, Cheryl, Donna, Carol, yeah, they all radiate that humor. You know, like the old MASH TV series, you know, Dr. Painless. Oh, I just enjoy going into the office. And, you know, it's, you know, after that you're finished with, well, like Donna does, you know, the checkups and the, you know, the routine cleaning and stuff. But it's just a nice place to sit down.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
So let's talk a few minutes about treatment of a cold. If you have the common cold, there are a few treatments that have been properly tested and found to be effective. They include the following. Antihistamines are quite effective in reducing the sneezing and will help dry up your runny nose. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, such as ibuprofen and naproxen, they're effective in treating inflammation, pain, and fever. Decongestants help open up the nasal passages by shrinking the blood vessels in the mucous membrane of the nose. Cough suppressants can be used to depress the cough reflex. Your doctor can prescribe cough medicine with codeine, or you can buy over-the-counter dextromethorphan, which is often abbreviated as DM on the over-the-counter cough syrups. Anticholinergics, such as ipratropium, are a class of drugs that block the action in the nervous system on mucus secretion. Anticholinergic nasal sprays were found to reduce nasal discharge. Some of these medicines for treating colds have potential side effects and are contraindicated if you're on certain medications or have certain medical conditions, such as high blood pressure or heart disease. For this reason, it's important to consult with your doctor or pharmacist before taking them and ask your doctor to prescribe something that's safe for you. So, when should you make a doctor's appointment for a cold? If you suspect you have a complication from your cold, it's time to see your doctor. And the complications can be bacterial sinus infection, ear infection, asthma attack, or flare-up of chronic bronchitis. Until next time, here's to your good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.